Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys know what the name of the song is? You guys know what the name of the song is?
Hump Day Haiku Anthem?
The theme. No, it's for all my Enya fans out there. Little Orinoco Flow for you guys. One of the greatest songs of all time. I mean, I don't think she actually sings other than just says Orinoco Flow. She does sing. I don't really know what she says. But anyway, shout out to my Aunt Melanie, passed away. She was a huge
Rest in
Enya
peace.
Fan.
Rest in peace, Melanie.
Shout out to Melanie.
Where's she buried? Kansas?
Back in the T.O.P. Shout out to my grandpa real quick.
Yesterday, shout out to grandpa.
He would have been, how old would grandpa have been yesterday? 89 yesterday, but he passed away last year. So anyway, yesterday was his birthday. JVC, you know what time it is. Watching from up in heaven. Big time K-State football fan as well. So anyway, here we go. A little haiku hump day for that ass on a Wednesday. The topics are as follows. Feel free to text in your haikus. 713-572-4610. 713-472-4610. And of course, you can tweet them at the Freddie D at Landry Locker.
572, man. You said four, bro.
Did I say four? 572.
You got the, you got them texting Johnny and Friendswood now.
That's all right, Johnny.
The hell are these poems?
Johnny don't mind. And then, of course, you can also tweet at the Freddie D at Landry Locker at Sports Radio 610. So let's get down to it. The topics are as follow today: Bregman versus Correa, car shopping, Kiki Kuti hype, John blowing his nose on his shirt, and a writer's choice. Let's just say my writer's choice was a absolute zero brainer. So, Landry, since you're starting this whole, scuttlebutt between Bregman and Correa and trying to divide them, being the instigator that you are, why don't we let you get this whole Bregman versus Correa thing kicked off?
All right, Alex Bregman versus Carlos Correa. An all-star guru versus a planned big game I do, advantage Bregman.
Okay. All right. All right. I like that. I like that. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Correa not done. Breggs was a number two pick. Lots of baseball left. Lots of baseball left. I'm tired of people besmirching the good name of Carlos Correa. All right. I don't care if he's married, whatever. Would I prefer that he not be? Of course. Would I prefer that he not get engaged or asked to marry his wife or chick, whatever?
After game after seven of the World Series, yeah.
Probably. All right. But again, I get it. It's a cultural difference. I'm okay with it. Do your thing, Correa. We know what this dude's capable of. He's a PT peer. He'll be just fine. What say you, Figgy Fig?
All right. This is what I got. Bregman drips in sauce. Don't ever question his swag. I sure did. My bad.
Go, Fig.
Figgy coming out the gate swinging. Was that 575?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I made sure.
Okay. Perfect.
You got to make sure. The the only rapper behind a microphone right now, you got to be bringing this.
That's
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No,
plus,
really
John
is.
Lopez is pretty good at this. So he got some big shoes to fill.
John's pretty good. John's pretty good. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Car shopping. Manuals are rare. True enthusiasts love them. Finishing up today.
Yeah, right.
Finish up today.
Bull crap.
Finish up today. No, I'm done. I will have the car that I'm keeping after today, and we will have a whole story about it mañana.
Yeah, we'll see. Car shopping. I just want a whip, not to put up with your clunker what I get.
Very true sometimes. Very true. Very true. All right, what you got?
All right. Freddie gets T-boned. Car is totaled to the max. New car might be scam.
I love that I can, motivate you guys and all that good stuff. All right, here we go. Kiki Kuti hype. Slicing up the slot. Kiki stays working the middle. Catch, hit ground, simple.
Kiki.
Nothing, you two? Seriously?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, that sounded like you worked at during the commercial.
Oh, just because y'all are some Kiki Kuti wannabes? Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Dude, that was hot. Middle and simple. You guys didn't think
the
right.
The most hyped fourth round pick of all time, Kiki Kuti. This is your haiku.
This is it for you, baby.
Move over, Andre. Nuke Hopkins can't hold his jock. Ring of Honor, lock.
All right, I think these Kiki Kuti have been so solid so far. What say you, one Mr. Figgy Fig?
All right. Braxton is slacking. Time to move forward smoothly. Check out this cutie.
Figgy might earn him a weekly spot on this. Figgy might have earned him. Oh, you can't give yourself the horn.
Figgy gave
you
himself
can't give yourself
horn.
The horn.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with giving yourself the rap horn. Perfect job by you. That's well done. That's well done. Read that one more time, please, for the folks at home. Read that one more time.
Braxton is slacking. Time to move forward smoothly. Check out this cutie.
Check out this cutie. That's your leader in the clubhouse right now. That is your leader in the clubhouse. All right. So because you've been such fire, why don't we go with John Lopez blowing his nose in his shirt?
All right.
Oh, he's cocky now.
Look at him. He's ready to bust a flow. Here, let me beatbox for a second.
He's about to drop a bad album right now. He's getting a little too cocky right now.
All right. Blow your nose on shirts, tissue box sneakers to work. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, that's good. We got some loopholes on the Lopez thing. This is the most popular loophole thing.
Sneakers to work?
On the DWIattorney.com text line, 1488. Snot running down your face? No napkin, so what should you do? Okay, a shirt will replace. I don't know about that one. We also got 6992. Lopez blew his nose. He blew it into a shirt. Total boss move, y'all. That's from Kyle King from the Bull.
That's not a boss move. Yeah, blowing your nose in your shirt is there's nothing boss about blowing your nose in your shirt.
Here's mine right here. John Lopez blowing his nose on a shirt. Beyond disgusting, sweat and snot, same company, you dirty OG.
Yeah, no, that's pretty filthy. That's pretty filthy. I've been getting blasted for mine. Not a strong showing by me today. I'm not going to deny it.
It's okay.
Go to gym daily. Plenty of tissue around. J-Lo, you nasty. J-Lo, you nasty. I mean, come on, dude. Seriously, of all the things? Blowing your nose in your shirt. All right, here we go. Last one. Writer's choice. I think you guys all know.
Oh, I got this.
What you got?
I'm going to start with the first college football Saturday.
Okay.
The first Saturday that you will have a full slate of college football. This is my haiku dedicated to one of the most magical days of the year. Just 44 days. I can hardly freaking wait. 9-1, the date.
There you go. All right, well, since Figgy's been killing today, he gets to finish the last one. Mine's on Blake Bortles. On Blake Bortles.
Here we go.
Blake taking next step. Five says no more Landry jive. If not, do we care?
That's a good question.
If not, do we care?
Very good question.
Huh? Try to get philosophical with mine at the end. So what happens when you write yours in during breaks? Okay, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to take mine back to the city of Cleveland.
Okay,
like
Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay,
MGK.
All right, here we go. LeBron James is gone. Cleveland is back to normal. Osman take over.
Who?
Seti Osman.
Oh,
he's taking over. He's taking over this year.
You went Cleveland Cavaliers. See, I thought maybe you might throw in like a Baker Mayfield reference.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of summer league. So
why didn't Baker Osman Mayfield get born on there? That should have been Baker, man.
We don't know about him yet. Not yet.
Interesting. Osman taking over.
Ryan in Pearland. He has a Kiki one. Kuti is a G. For sure, he'll be number three. Just wait. You will see. Pretty well done there.
Let's see. Okay, haiku for John. So disgusting, John. Absolutely disgusting. Have some damn shame, bro.
Uh-oh. We got one from 9944, who always brings it on this day. Bregman's balls go deep. Correa just proposes. Who's the MVP?
That's a good one. Here we go. Oh, we got the snot running down your face one?
Yes.
Yeah, he said it like four times.
Lopez has snot shirts. Keep his bitch in pocket because she has to wash it.
Yeah, she does. He wanted Betta. The bug did not feel Swella. He got the Jetta. Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let's see. I don't know what that says.
No, I can't read this one on the air. You guys got to keep this. You can get Fred fired. And you send stuff that Fred can't read on the air, you get my man fired. You get my man fired. Someone says stop while you're behind, Fred.
No, I mean, listen, I'm gonna throw it out there, okay? I mean, if you don't like it, so be it. I don't care. Is that the same person that said stop vitamin watching? What does
vitamin watching mean?
Is that supposed to be watch? Is that like watching people's pockets? Is that another way of saying you're, you know, watching people's pockets?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know what does that mean?
I don't know.
Vitamin watching.
We got some wisdom from Lopez yesterday. By the way, Hump Day Haikus every Wednesday at 12:40 right here on In the Loop. I want to get some wisdom from Freddie D.
Real quick, I bet Blake Bortles wears puka shell necklaces.
I used to. Hell yeah, he does. He went to a college in Florida. I bet he does too. I used to though, but I grew out of it. As soon as I hit puberty, I grew out of that. But yeah, everybody wore the puka shell necklaces. Let's get some wisdom from Freddie D.
Uh-oh.
All right, Freddie, how would you handle this situation? You're a Tinder swiper because I got this from a loophole yesterday.
Okay,
this email.
All right,
you're a Tinder swiper. You swipe right on a girl. She looks awesome in the pictures, but then you go out to have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And when you roll up to the table, she looks like Xavier Suafilo. How do you handle that situation?
Do you guys make eye contact before you see her?
Yes.
Oh, so she sees you coming to the
table.
She
sees you coming.
All right.
And she acts like nothing happened. She acts like she didn't send you those pictures. How do you handle it? Do you dip out? Do you be polite? How do you handle it?
I mean, if you've seen her, if you guys have locked eyes and she knows you, did she say anything?
Nah, she's just waiting for the table. She's just waiting for you to walk up to the table.
Oh man, she sees you. I mean, if you want to be just a complete jerk, you could just turn around and walk out. I've had this situation happen back in the day, where
Did you just dip out?
No, we went and had a drink, and then I told her I had to get going because I had something else come up.
Did you fake the phone call?
I didn't even fake a phone call. I don't even know if I was texting anybody or not. I think I just ended up going home. But yeah, I mean, listen, that's one of the perils of online dating is, you know, or if you, you there's a, there, listen, there's two ways to go about this. Actually, there's three. You can just bounce and just, you know, you misrepresented yourself and I have no obligation to see you. So boom, I'm out.
He starts the comment and he pulls out.
That's right, Troy.
There's always
that's
that.
That's right, Troy.
Well, that's not Troy.
That's Troy.
It's John Gruden.
It's Troy, buddy.
That is not
I put it in the system. I put it in the system.
He starts the comment and he pulls out.
That's Troy.
That's Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman?
Yes.
I thought that was John Gruden the whole time.
No,
it sounds like
Troy.
Something John Gruden would say.
It's Troy.
This whole time I thought it was John Gruden. Anyway, so
does that change anything?
I always enjoyed it because I thought it was John Gruden because he just says the stupidest stuff. So I just felt like, yeah, I can see John Gruden saying that. So you got the first choice. Your first choice is just bounce. Like, all right, whatever. And even if you lock eyes, whatever, I'm out.
Chunk up the deuce.
Chunk the deuce. I don't even know you chunk the deuce. You just do a wide circle and just bounce. Okay. Secondly, now how big is she? Like, is she just
huge? Like 60 pounds more than the pigs.
Oh, yeah.
You got to roll out. She did you wrong. You're the victim here. That's the thing. That's the thing that these.
When this happens,
whether you're a girl or a guy, when you go on a Bumble date and the person's pictures are either dated or they're not accurate, you're the victim here. Like you don't have to take the high horse. You are the victim in this situation.
Let me get 713-572-4610 for all of our swipers out there. My cousin's a swiper as well. I'll get her thoughts on this as well because she went out on a Bumble date last night in San Antonio before I bounced back.
Like juvie.
My thing is this. Okay, so you see, because you know this is a possibility that, okay, so just because you have your picture looking a certain way on the profile, do you, as it leads up to the date, hey, send me a pic now. Text me a pic.
Or let's FaceTime.
Nah, you FaceTime.
I've had some dudes FaceTime, and it's been at an angle where he got full too.
Nah, I don't need to FaceTime you like that. But go ahead and send me a pic. Go ahead and send me a pick leading up to it. Like, send me a pick right now.
How do you say it?
Spot. Let me get a pick real quick.
Let me get a pick. What are you
let
wearing?
Me get a pick. Let me get a pick. I don't know if you want to go what you're wearing, but hey, let me get a pick real quick. Do you have any other picks outside? Here's the thing. I was atrocious at online dating. I'm not. That's why I got.
Why are you so bad?
Because I don't project well online. I'm a terrible picture taker. I hate pictures. I don't like giving out a lot of information. And I feel like, you know what? My humor may not resonate in a texting situation when we're just like, you know, people that I know that know me, yeah, they get it. It's not a problem. But if you don't know me and I'm texting the way I do, then you might, I mean, it or see what the other one, again, we've already talked about this. I don't come across well online. B, I've got kids, and C, I don't drink. And
of all those things,
the drinking
three is the hardest.
That's it. Once a girl finds out you don't drink,
she either assumes that you are a psycho, or she just thinks that there's limitations to what you can do.
She thinks you're an alcoholic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you can't drink, then what are we gonna do?
Going out and not drinking isn't as hard as a lot of people think.
I just don't go. It's
usually when I was I went for 8 months without drinking just trying to get.
Well, it's
like,
one
cleansed.
Thing to say, hey, I'm not trying to drink. It's another is like I just don't drink because the ramifications.
But you can go up. You can
healthy,
go up to the bartender and just say, hey, let me get water with lime. Here's $10. I'm just gonna come up here, just fill it up with water and lime. I'm not trying to make an ordeal about it. But then sometimes the bartenders or waiters will give you a hard time, and it's like, just. Please give me what I ask.
That's one thing. I've been pretty fortunate. I've never had anybody really give me a hard time about it. But again, I don't really put myself in that situation too often. The old saying goes, you go to the barbershop enough times, you will get a haircut. So I try to remove
you
myself.
You better not
from
cut your
situations.
Hair, bro. It's hanging on right now.
No, listen. Like I said, I had to park in the damn, 6 miles away so nobody would hit my car so I can make sure that thing's tip-top when I take it back today. So, listen, not my strongest performance. Listen, Figgy, do the clapping drop.
Okay.
Because you were.
Yeah, you won.
You were the real MVP.
Yeah, you won
segment.
Today.
I'll be out next week, so I'm taking the next week off, getting my brain right, getting my mind right, and then when I come back that following Wednesday, you can best believe that my haikus will be out the park. Listen, the haikus are tough for me right now. I'm in a weird place with the haikus because, I used to get real grimy, scandalous with it, and then, of course, I got fired. So, needless to say, I love this segment, but at the same time, I'm also a little skittish, and plus, I've just had a lot going on. So, that's not an excuse.
That's an excuse.
That's not an excuse.
Just let Figgy have his shine.
Well, no, but I feel bad because I just didn't do very well. No, Figgy, you did fantastic. For this being although you've done some haikus before.
Yeah, I did.
You've done some haiku. This is not your first foray into the haiku realm. So yeah. I think this needs to be a regular thing for you. Okay?
It should. Once I get a microphone.
Oh.
Nah, you can just walk in here during. You can just walk in here during.
No, you do need a microphone.
You got a segment.
Though.
You're good.
You do
You're
need
good.
A microphone. Enough,
You're good.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. All right. 3 hours in the books, boys and girls. When we return, we're going to take a trip around the National Football League. We're going to go into the locker room. And, of course, the triple threat is here today as well. So lots to get to. Final hour of the program. Glad to have you on board. It's In the Loop on a Wednesday.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.